Hi everyone, welcome to the Ben Parry podcast experience. Today I've got Callum with me, and for those who don't know or haven't heard, we've already had a podcast session, haven't we, Callum?
Yep.
So what's interesting is Callum picked my brains on a few matters, and that video, I'm not sure if it's been published yet, but it is there, ready to go if it hasn't been published yet. And you were just asking me questions about sort of business because you're looking to develop a business yourself, and you're using me as one of your sort of persona groups, weren't you?
Yeah.
And sort of picking my brains. And so you picked my brains.
Yep.
You've gone out in the marketplace to speak to other persona groups, got a little user group that you've developed.
Yep.
And you're going to, well, we're going to chat about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So tell us everything. What's happened since we last met?
Sure. Well, you kindly introduced me to various different professional service providers, accountants, solicitors, yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
Some other groups. And so I just arranged times to speak to all of them.
Yeah.
That's still in progress. But my goal was to kind of find out what their biggest challenges were, basically. Figure out if I could provide a solution, and then narrow it down to one of those audiences and one of those solutions.
Ah.
Which I've now done.
And how was that experience in terms of contacting them and setting up the meetings and having the meetings and all that stuff?
My experience?
Yeah, just how did you find it? Yeah.
It was a lot easier because you took the time to introduce me to people, and so it was definitely easier for that. It was still a little bit nerve-wracking, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it felt cheeky and like I was asking people for a favour with no right to ask them for a favour. But having said that, everyone was very gracious and kind, so
brilliant.
It was fine in the end.
Brilliant. No, fantastic. Yeah. And what sort of questions were you asking? What sort of pains did you find? Were there similar sort of pains or were they different?
Yeah, I tried to ask questions to figure out what their challenges were, figure out which of those challenges was the most pressing.
Yeah.
By extension, which one they're most likely to pay for a solution for.
Yeah.
There were some common themes.
That's interesting.
But they presented themselves differently depending on the type of business.
Yeah.
So, for example, most of the people I spoke to said that they find it hard to measure whether their marketing and advertising is working or not.
Yeah.
They said it's hard to distinguish themselves from their competition.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep in contact with their clients and prospects on a regular basis and keep coming up with ideas to keep in touch.
That's interesting.
Some of their colleagues and staff weren't necessarily very good at cross-selling and upselling, and so they didn't do that part of their business very well.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What's really interesting actually, Callum, I've literally just finished a video doing about how to start a business in terms of, and I was talking a little bit about the tech business that I'm developing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we've got like 9 steps to follow. And what's really interesting is how you're definitely doing the right things in terms of starting out, in terms of identifying who your persona groups are,
right,
creating a little user group within that. And then now you're figuring out what their problems are and their pains are. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's really interesting to sort of see what you're doing, and that's definitely the right path to go on, because I think trying to create something, a proposition, without really knowing what your audience needs is just it's lunacy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's really good to hear from someone who's been there and done it, actually.
Yeah, so I'm still doing it. I'm still learning, you know, and I'm not necessarily always getting it right, but I think there is definitely a path to follow,
right,
and a sensible structure to follow as well. So I think that's really good. But what have you sort of, you know, you, so after those meetings you went away,
yeah,
and did some real sort of thinking. What happened? Did you sort of just collate all that information and try to sort of make sense of it?
Yeah, I collated all of the feedback that I got from the individual people, and then I kind of like just listed out the problems.
Yeah.
I ruled out the ones that I didn't think people were particularly motivated to solve.
Yeah.
And then I was left with 3 or 4 different challenges. From that, I did something really nerdy. It's something called the ICE framework. And it's like a way of, like quickly assessing different business ideas.
Yeah.
Based on the impact that the solution could have on the person that you're selling it to.
Yeah.
The ease of which you can test it, and whether you get paid well to do it, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was left with two different solutions. I kind of used Framework and some other like reflections to figure out which one I was most capable of providing and which one made sense for this stage of my business.
And are you comfortable to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the solution that I've landed on, or that I want to test at least, is designing and writing an monthly email newsletter.
Yeah.
And the reason I chose that is because it's one way of solving two or three of the different challenges that people spoke to me about.
Yeah.
And keeping past clients top of mind, upselling services.
So those two or three key areas that you identified as their biggest pain points there that wanted to take action on, what were those top ones?
Sure. So for the solicitors, it seemed to be the problem of not very successfully cross-selling and upselling. Because obviously, conveyancing, for example, if someone buys a house, they may not buy another house for 10 years. And so sure. How do you get them to come back to you when they need another solicitor?
Yeah.
And so the challenge there was, how do we keep top of mind so that they come back to us? But also, how do we offer them these complementary services that will be of benefit to them?
Yeah.
Once they're out of the door or
moving
forwards. And then there were another more generic one was kind of building relationships with people. It seemed like in all of the professional service businesses, most clients come from pre-existing relationships or from referrals. And so that an email newsletter is one way to build relationships with people and tie all of the different marketing efforts together.
And what about, just out of interest, the estate agent side? What was their sort of their pains?
Their biggest pain was, I've only spoken to one so far, so within the context of that, it seemed to be finding their ideal client.
Yeah.
In a sense that most of their marketing is geared towards finding sellers.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
And the challenge was, how do we find sellers before they know they're sellers, or before they're already with another agent?
Any thoughts on that?
The only thing I could think of was to just kind of accept the fact that general marketing is probably not that effective because you're like only 1 to 10% of the people that you'll be marketing to are actually going to be within your market and looking to sell their home. And therefore, the best solution I could think of for that was to actively and sequentially seek referrals from clients, friends, colleagues who all know somebody or at least one person that's looking to sell a house.
Mm.
So it's just direct.
No, for sure. So what happens now? What's the steps that you're thinking that you want to take? Or
sure, I'm still debating whether to narrow my audience down to just the legal industry and law firms.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have the most pressing need to cross sell and upsell. Or whether to keep it open to professional services. Because the service would provide benefits to each of the different groups, just the benefits would be slightly different.
Yeah.
So I'm still figuring that out, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I think if you can drill down on your audience, it helps really keep a very clear focus.
Okay.
And again, it's really interesting that we're meeting now after I've just talked a little bit about how to start a business, how to start a tech business, and my experiences.
Yeah.
You know, when I started shaping my persona group out and all the different types of people who could benefit, you know, the list is quite big and it could get bigger. And there's so many other ideas you can have and spin-offs. Mm. But I think at this stage, I think it's important to focus on a really, really niche type of audience.
Yeah.
Because then you can just have that service proposition, you know, laser focused on that audience, you know, without trying to be all things to all people. And I think it's always tempting starting out a business to try and just do everything for everybody, yeah. because you just want business. You just want to sell and get, you know, more leads and more business. And, you know, it's just, you're just chasing it, aren't you? You're just like hungry yeah. for it. And you say to people, yeah, of course I can do that. Of course I can do that. But I think if you can be disciplined in terms of your focus and just go for whatever audience you choose,
yep.
then you can just really put all your marketing efforts and your energy speaking to that audience and really understanding their pains and really marketing to them. Because fundamentally, the rest will come,
yep.
I think, in time.
Yep.
But physically, there's only so much you can do if yeah. there's only you or you and a small team. You know, suddenly, again, for us, you know, we could be so much further forward if we had a bigger team.
Right.
You know, whether it's, you know, just developing the service and the proposition fundamentally. You know, if we had a team of, you know, 20 engineers, you know, tech engineers and developers and all the rest of it, we'd be like pumping it out like in no time. And it's the same with you, I think, you know, it's, yeah. I think focusing on a clear audience is really, really critical and really be, really, you'll get to know that audience and that persona group really well.
Yeah.
And I think that would be the way to go forward. I think the other thing is thinking about whether that audience is actually going to pay. It sounds like you've yeah. figured, you've gone through that process a little bit in terms of, you know, are people yeah. willing to pay for a service or not? And how painful is that for exactly. them to solve?
Yeah, I think I've got a sense, a vague sense of the strength of the pain, but I don't yet know whether they'll pay for it. I guess the easiest way to find that out is just try and sell it.
Well, what, you know what I did? You know, you said you came up with what you thought were their pains for those meetings.
Yeah.
What I would probably suggest you do is develop a questionnaire.
Okay.
Something like a type form. They use an online yep. questionnaire. Email out the key elements that you think are their pains.
Okay.
And maybe a few more, just to have a bit of a list, okay. and get them to rank it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because actually, that's what I did. Because I thought about, okay, this is the pains that I think you've got after speaking to you.
Yep.
So then I created this sort of questionnaire, online questionnaire, and I emailed it out to the people I had actually met.
Okay.
But also I built up a bigger, wider persona group list.
Right.
So for you, you've got obviously those people that you've met, but maybe think about other solicitors.
Yeah.
Who you haven't met and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. Do you mind answering some questions? To tell me what your thoughts are on X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a bit of a wider audience
yeah.
to basically tap into. And you won't get everyone responding at all. Yeah. You'll probably get the ones that you've met, and you'll probably get a few of those other ones.
Okay.
But if maybe you email to enough of them, it'll give you a flavour. And what I discovered, which was interesting, okay. was actually some of the pains that I thought were pains, they weren't pains.
Right, that's interesting.
You know, they were pains, but they weren't as painful as I thought they should be.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So that helped me shape the proposition I was offering.
That's interesting, yeah.
So I think that might be worth maybe just thinking about building a bigger...
Yeah, a bit deeper.
...user group.
Mm-hmm.
Or persona group. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you have a user group who are, you know, who you can physically meet
yeah.
and talk to.
Mm.
And maybe you have a slightly wider user group who a bit more virtual.
Yeah.
Because I think the more people's opinions you get, the better your proposition will be when you eventually True. Say, ta-da! Because you certainly don't want to yeah. be going, ta-da, and they go, that's not what we want.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. Yeah, it's dead before you start then, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I think you're definitely going down the right path. And I think that's, okay. you know, brilliant.
Awesome.
And you're familiar with Typeform?
Yes. Yeah. yeah.
It's really easy to use and highly recommend it. Okay. In fact, I even used it as part of a recruitment drive I'm doing at the moment.
Ah, cool.
To sort of filter out people.
Right.
So it works brilliantly.
Awesome. That's a good recommendation.
Definitely.
There's loads I could use, so it's helpful to know.
Yeah. No, definitely. So you're thinking like, so fundamentally you think of a type of email campaign and
yeah.
I guess a communication method for them and their clients.
Yeah.
How do you see that actually working practically? Because the reason I'm really interested is one thing I've done really badly with Bar Financial is email campaigns.
Okay.
basically I've just sort of done it a bit sporadically, sure. Not nearly as well as I should or could. That's something we're addressing.
Sure.
But it's like all these things. There's a million and one jobs to do, and you know.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll be interested to know what you're thinking in terms of an email marketing campaign. Have you started thinking about that
yet? Yeah, I've already kind of mapped it out exactly how I'd go through it.
Brilliant.
So on a higher level, the service would, there'd be like the first phase would be kind of building the machine.
Yeah.
Getting a vendor, an email vendor like MailChimp set up, answering different questions like where are the replies going to, writing a welcome letter for when someone signs up to your email list, prepping the website to get ready for people to sign up.
Yeah.
And then deliver the first newsletter.
Yeah.
After that, it would be kind of either weekly or monthly, and just sending the email out to subscribers. And going a bit lower down to the more practical level, I'm thinking about having two different levels of service on an ongoing basis. Number one could be somebody in the organisation writes the content for the email themselves.
Yep.
And then I can do all the editing, use my copywriting skills to make it a bit more compelling, and then publish it, share it on social media channels, and just distribute it as widely as possible. Or I could interview somebody within the organisation for an hour a month or an hour a week, whichever one was appropriate, on whatever topic we decide, go away and write the article, or content for the email, and then just send it at two different stages of editing to the person that I did the interview with so that we're both happy with it, and then publish it myself. So there's the benefit of me interviewing the person is that it only takes them an hour a month of time, or slightly more with the edits and stuff. But I'm imagining there's going to be people that want to to write the article themselves because they're interested in writing, or they just rather start the process themselves.
Or even, I guess you could even do sort of go and have a catch up with them, or get them to email you some sort of five hot topics at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or different departments. Tell me, you know, department X, what are your five top tips or five things that you're seeing at the moment, and then go to a different department, because then you're talking about the different departments to be able to cross sell.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably a benefit to them in other ways as well, isn't it? Because if I was going to a legal firm, that one of the partners may not want to commit over an hour a month of their own time. If I could distribute it amongst the entire organisation, it would be a benefit to them.
It'll probably be a case of it'll be a bit of a trial and error to see what works. It's almost like you're trying to, you know, you have a plan, but I can guarantee it will evolve and it'll adapt.
Absolutely.
But then it's about creating an efficient model, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously the email plan and the email marketing strategy is there with the solicitors. Do you see any other opportunity within that audience and with the solicitors to sort of help them improve their marketing strategies?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that I noticed was that they struggle to know whether their marketing's measurable or not. So I could potentially help them to figure out which areas their marketing is profitable and focus more of their spend there and save money everywhere else.
Oh, brilliant. How would you do that, just out of interest?
Yeah, just break it down sequentially. And every marketing campaign, I guess, basically just comes down to how much are you spending, how many clients does it generate, and how much revenue/profit are they generating.
Yeah.
And then you can work out for each pound of spend, how much do I get back?
For sure.
Okay, for sure.
Brilliant. Well, Callum, brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, sharing me with you, you know, the experiences that you've discovered, because it's brilliant that you actually came back and said, right, this is what I found out, because we've almost been on a bit of a journey together a little bit where, you know, you start out to say, Ben, I'm thinking about doing this, and what do you think? And you've gone out and done it. So amazing, you know, well done. And I wish you all the best and all the luck in the world.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And thanks for all your help.
Brilliant. Everyone, give Callum Birch a huge amount of love. Find him on Instagram and Facebook. And when you come across him, definitely check him out. He's an awesome guy. So, big shout out to Callum. So thanks, mate, for joining me. And can't wait to sort of see your journey progress.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love and catch up soon, guys.